Hey guys, what's up? Coach Witt here. I am with Coach Buffy.
Hey guys.
It is Friday, 8/23, August the 23rd.
Oh my word.
Man, it's just going by so fast, isn't it?
It's flying by. We are back in our routine. My kids are already back to school. Most of our schools are back in session. Charlotte, most of Charlotte will be all back in session next week. So we're going to talk about getting back into those routines after a summer of fun. The summer's over, and kind of what that looks like.
Yeah, so summer is over, obviously. Like you said, I think South Carolina maybe went back last week.
Yep.
Mecklenburg County goes back this coming week, I think. So the kids are back at school, you know, and a lot of times I think that throws people off. You've had a couple of months, you know, 2 or 3 months where you've not been in your routine. You've had kids going everywhere, doing stuff every day. And, you know, it's kind of hard to get back to maybe how you were doing before school started back.
100%. It's like you're coming back and you've been on, like, it's like the day back from vacation, you know. You've been sleeping in. Kids haven't had to really think up, maybe, you know, they could stay up later. So all of a sudden, you know, this first week, I'm going to tell you, my kids were falling asleep on the way home from school the past couple of days in the car. It's rough. So, and even more pressure too, as well as like on adults. So we'll just talk about some strategies to get back into that routine and some ways to kind of ease back into this coming up in fall. So if you want to kick us off, kind of talk about how that's affected you. You do not have kids back in school just yet. So tell us how that's kind of what that means for you.
Yeah. No kids yet. Working on that. We'll see what happens. But I am a huge stickler for the routine. I have found that myself personally, if I don't have some kind of routine, and I'm left to wing it, that's not going to work very well for me. You know, nutrition wise, if I find something that fits my macros pretty easily and, you know, I don't have to change too many things, I will literally eat the same thing every day just to keep myself on track. As far as working out goes, I like working out at the same time every day. I will move everything in my schedule around to be able to work out at that same time. I realize not everybody can do that. That's kind of a perk of my job now, but maybe it's not, you know, the same hour every day, but maybe it's that you get up every morning before work and you exercise, or, you know, maybe it's the first place you stop when you get off work, something like that, whatever works best for you. And I think having that routine is very beneficial for everybody, especially if you have kids and a husband or wife and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I definitely agree with you. I kind of eat the same foods every single day for the most part. I know what's going to work. Even when we talk a little bit about, you know, when we're going out to eat, I'll pick the same foods off the menu just because I know they're going to hit my macros. And so there are great benefits to routine. You know, we always talk about that, like 80% of the time, eat clean for that 20%. It's kind of like the same way. If like 80% of your day is routine, then it doesn't leave a lot of leeway for us where we fall off the wagon. You know, we end up starving and we're out somewhere, or we don't get that workout in because it's not part of our just daily activity. So we talk a lot in our nutrition program and here at Live Active Charlotte about behaviors, and having a routine really helps build that behavior. So I'll kind of start us off and talk about, you know, in my household, getting back to school, like I said, it was kind of a slap in the face, like, yay, summer's over. Of course, no one's told the weatherman that. It still feels like summer outside.
It's very hot outside.
But as fall kind of approaches, you know, and we've gotten back in school, I'll tell you, last Sunday, we had to start talking about like prepping lunches. So not just talking about, you know, my meals and my husband's meals, as far as that goes, or lunches and dinners, we had to talk about kids' lunches. So first tip would be, just like you would meal plan, I would sit out and kind of get an idea of like what the kids are going to eat for the week. I divide out in my drawers in the fridge. I'm sure you would not be surprised to hear this, but I have like healthy proteins, healthy fats. So they can just kind of pick and choose. I let them be a part of that. So I'll say, hey, some healthy carbohydrates, you know, my kids like cuties, those little tangerines, or they like apples because, you know, or bananas, they come in the peel already. So it's super easy to pack that in the lunch. So they like that as their little healthy carbohydrate. So if you give them several options that they already like and they're naturally going to pull to, then they'll do like low sodium, skim milk, mozzarella sticks. If you're doing a dairy eater, if you don't have a dairy eater, sometimes we'll do little packages of like a nut butter. A lot of schools don't allow the nut butter. So if you can't do that, we'll do hummus, lots of different little options that are going to give them a healthy fat, healthy protein. They're little humans. They're just like us. They're going to need a protein, a carb, and a fat to help them stay full, have their brains working, and help them through their day.
Do kids still eat lunch at school, like school lunches? Is that still
right? Well, so our school is a little different than most schools. We're not in the public school system necessarily. We're in a charter school, so ours is catered in.
Oh,
their
okay.
school lunches, yeah, they're like $7 or $8 maybe a lunch. I can't remember. My kids haven't eaten it yet. They keep begging me because some of the food looks pretty freaking good. It's like barbecue and things like that. It's from a decent restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But they did have school lunches last year and or the year before when they were in the public school system. And I was a little more concerned about some of the school lunch options. I went and had lunch with them a couple times and saw, you know, some of the options. Not that there aren't healthy choices, but of course, you know, the kids can go up and get ice cream and they can go up and get, you know, potato chips and that part was a little more concerning. But yes, so, you know, even kids have to have sometimes help making that good choice. So have that conversation with your kiddos if they are doing the school lunches of like eating that protein, that carb, and that fat first before they start with the simple carbohydrate that's just sugar's going to crave sugar. So if they're going to start with that, that's all they're going to want to eat. They're not going to get the protein, and that helps them think. So it's really important in school, obviously.
Yeah, I remember back in our day, we had the square pizza.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember.
That's still a thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's still a thing. I don't know if they've changed the recipe. It's
probably not the greatest for you, but I remember it tasting really good when we were kids.
And it keeps for a while, which is a little disturbing.
So talking about meal prep still, you think it's a good idea to do that on Sunday, especially now that we're planning for not only, you know, the adults' meals, but also kids' meals as well?
100%. I maybe not prep it out because, you know, some sandwiches, things like that aren't going to keep. But having them, like, you know, my kids are older so they can make their own lunches. But having those options out so that they can go ahead and grab and go, almost like if they were, you know, picking something out at the grocery store in that cold section. So having that available to them is a big deal. The problem with trying to meal prep maybe in the middle of the week, kind of like you do for on your Wednesday night, let's say, is that some of these kiddos are getting off the bus and it's dark in our neighborhood. I'm telling you, 5:30, those middle schools aren't dropping off the kids until then. So you just don't have a lot of time. And obviously for my schedule, my alarm goes off at 3:45 in the morning. So I'm up and at the next, you know, at the gym at 4 a.m. I don't have time to be, you know, prepping lunches for the day. Neither do the kids. Let's be honest. They're going to be like just trying to make it out the door with their clothes on and inside out, right side out. So I think the biggest piece here is, plan ahead, plan to succeed. So Sunday works for us. It might be a Friday afternoon activity or a Saturday activity, but think ahead so that you don't get caught.
Yeah, and I liked what you said there a lot about having, you know, in your refrigerator, you have like, here's a couple choices for lean protein. Here's a couple choices for, you know, like carbs and fat. And then your kids are old enough, they know I need one of A, B, and C. And then maybe I can have, you know, something on the side or something like that. So I think that helps. Especially to get them involved and kind of buy into the process.
100%. I will put a picture up after this post, but I went to the dollar store and got those little refrigeration clear plastic kind of bins that go in the refrigerator. And I used to have a little tag that said like pick one, pick two, et cetera. So they actually had the amount that they were allowed to take from there. Because otherwise Cameron, my carb loader, she would just put like three tangerines in there and call it a day.
All fruit.
It's hilarious. She loves those carbs, boy. So I would, you know, I would have like little instructions, and you know, we just try to create that behavior so they're making the best choice. Obviously they're kids. They're gonna kind of blur those lines as much as they can. Sure. But yeah, so that helps. Now they're older, they don't need to do that. So
awesome.
Yeah, so that Sunday thing, talk to us about like, man, it's hard sometimes once you're busy and then you drop the kids off. And I'm just going to be honest with you. It could be an hour commute both ways sometimes, getting the kids in school, getting in the car lines. I mean, I've wasted so much of my life in a car line. I can't even tell you. So how do I fit in my workout? I mean, is it important? It can be really a struggle.
I think it's definitely important. And there's a couple of different strategies, that you can use. I think at the end of the day that it's ultimately going to be super important for you to take time for yourself. Otherwise, you're not really going to be good for anybody else. If you don't take care of yourself first, you know, you're not going to be able to give your best to everybody else. And I think a lot of times people with kids, again, you know, I'm not speaking from personal experience here, but their kids are always number one and this and that. And that's great. I think that's how it should be. But at the end of the day, if you're not treating your own body right, you're not taking care of yourself, you know, and I hate to be kind of morbid here. If you're dead at 50 years old, what good are you doing to your kids there? So as far as getting my workout in, you know, everybody, I don't even pretend to know what all people have going on. You've got kids, you've got full-time jobs, you've got family issues and whatever. Everybody, I feel like, can scrape out 15 or 20 minutes a day. So maybe you had a bad day in car line and it took way longer than you expected. You're running late, you know, your boss yelled at you, something like that. Maybe you don't make it into the gym. Maybe you have a pair of dumbbells in your garage or in your bedroom and you do something, you know, something. I think I mention this every time we have a podcast, something is better than nothing. You know, if you woke up in the morning and you did 50 burpees right beside your bed, when you woke up, you'd be fitter. You'd be fitter than you were the day before, you know? And I think, again, it all comes back down to kind of like what your priorities are. You know, if you want to live a long time, be healthy, not even to mention, you know, like your goals in the gym. I'm just simply talking about longevity.
Right.
You've got to make it a priority to take care of yourself. And, you know, hopefully everybody has a spouse or somebody that can kind of help them be able to do that. I think it would be really, really hard, especially if you were, you know, like a single parent or something like that. But there's millions of single parents that get it in.
Make it a priority.
Get it done every day. You have to make it a priority. Otherwise, you won't care.
I think that you hit on something really good there. So I always like to use that like pouring out kind of analogy. The glass is empty glass, or empty pitcher can't pour into other glasses, right? If it's empty, so you have nothing left. And I will tell you, I have walked that walk. I have lived that. And you know, if I go home and I've had a stressful day at work and I wasn't able to get in my workout, and then I just sit on the couch, and I have teenagers, so they're naturally grumpy. They just wake up like mad at the world because, you know, they're all right and we're all wrong and we don't know what we're talking about, you know, and they've got hormones and there's just all the issues. They're growing and their bodies are awkward, whatever. So they're already in a mood. And if they come home and I've not done that activity and I'm stressed out, it's bad. It's just bad. It goes downhill from that point. And it doesn't matter if it's a teenager, really, or a spouse, or small kids. So you're going to reflect that. They're going to kind of pick up on your what you're putting out there. So you had a really great point. You know, there's so much on the internet. There's so many ways to get moving, even getting up and just getting those burpees in. We used to have clients. We have clients that would come in that had twins, and you know, she would work out earlier than he would so that they could be home. One of them could be home with the kids, and she would come in at 5 a.m. He would come in at 6 a.m. just to get that workout in. And I will tell you, the days that you're not there and you're not getting that for yourself and that stress relief, the worse that you are the days that you are not good. You're not going to be good with the rest of your family for sure. And that really also applies to stress relief. So if you're not doing something to relieve your stress, in addition to, you know, working out, your kids are going to pick up on that. Your routine is going to be more stressful right now because it's back to school. There's more traffic. There's school buses, new patterns, new school times. Everybody's mad out there right now on the road.
Everybody's angry.
Everybody's angry at this whole school. And, you know, of course, there's road work. Why we wait all summer to until school starts
If you guys don't know, we live like right in the middle of some of the biggest road construction happening in our state, and it makes, you know, getting to the gym or work for us sometimes
very stressful,
pretty painful, pretty stressful in the morning. Yeah. It's not uncommon to see people yelling at each other or shooting the bird out there on 160.
So you've got to do something though.
Yeah. And I think kind of continuing with that, that's a great point. I use the gym as kind of anxiety medicine and stuff like that. So if I don't make it to the gym, you know, my spouse is going to kind of suffer because of that. You know,
yep.
I'm not going to go home and be like a butthead or anything, but I'm not going to be in as good of a mood 100%. As I would have been if I had kind of worked out and let some of that go. And I think you kind of hit on that, you know, with your kids being at home and they're already kind of grumpy, and then maybe you didn't get to work out.
So oh, yeah.
You're kind of grumpy. And then if your food wasn't on point, it just spirals. Yeah, it kind of spirals out of control and it just all adds up. So,
right. So, and that kind of brings me to, you know, that role modeling piece. We, as parents, we are natural role models. The kids are going to, you know, it's always like, do as I say, not as I do. No, not really. Kids are going to pay more attention to how you handle stress, how you living that role modeling, that healthy lifestyle. You know, if you're saying, hey, you need to eat a protein, carb, and a fat, and then you're stopping by Dairy Queen or, you know, going through Starbucks and you're drinking that big old, you know, Frappuccino and then screaming at them and then, you know, complaining, they pick up on it. Kids pick up on stuff. You think they're not watching, they're watching, you know. Any parent out there will tell you that's for sure. So just being that role model of like that routine and that healthy lifestyle, also will help them, you know, grow up into a better adult. So we can use some more of that in this world. So, just some little tidbit. I've kind of learned the hard way with that. And then, you know, if you need help, of course, getting back into a routine, we have something really cool coming up here at Live Active Charlotte. If you're in the Charlotte area, open to members and non-members, it's our 6-week nutrition challenge. It starts with a kickoff here at 11 a.m. on September 7th. These challenges, man, we've had some great results. We just had one we have one wrapping up right now, and I just keep seeing incredible results. It's really encouraging. So great way to get back into routine.
It's crazy how that works. If you actually put in the work and you try, it's mm-hmm. crazy the results that you get. I had one more question for you. If we're talking routine, How important is it for me to routinely get enough sleep?
Oh my gosh, that's such a big one.
Stress, recovery,
yeah.
Our workouts in the gym, not wanting to rip your kids' heads off. How important do you think sleep is in that?
Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty important, right? We talked about it a couple podcasts ago. So we did do one on stress recovery and sleep. And so look back for that. I think it was episode 4 or 5, somewhere in there. But I found myself, you know, especially with the kiddos, it's, you know, this is the time that my kids are kind of going through the biggest growth spurt of their life. So I can just see it. If they haven't had sleep, I mean, there's tears, there's laughter within like a 5-minute time right. period. And I notice it. I don't know about you, but I notice it 100% in the gym. I am, you know, I'm just a better athlete,
sure.
as well as my nutrition seems to be better. My choices are better. If you're getting that sleep, we need 7 to 8, really some of us 9 hours of sleep. And that 3 to 4 hours in there has to be that deep sleep, that REM sleep. So I'm not talking about like 2 hours here, 3 hours there. So we had some tips in that other podcast, but it is so important. I know that for a fact as a parent and with kids. What do you think, even not as a parent, more as an athlete, don't you notice it?
Definitely. And I think you kind of hit on something there that was a good point. If my sleep is on point, then more than likely my nutrition will be on point, and the other way around. Like, this is going to kind of bring us full circle on this whole routine thing. If I am doing the things that I need to do every day that are part of my routine, all of the other things in that routine become easier, if that makes sense. So if I get enough sleep, it's easier for me to want to kind of eat the healthy food, the pre-prepped food that, you know, I've already made.
Exactly.
If I'm eating the correct food and I feel good and I've got energy, it's a lot easier for me to go to the gym, get in a good workout. You know, you guys all know how important sleep and, you know, nutrition are for your performance. You know, and the flip side of that is if I stay up late, I don't get good sleep. You know, the next day I'm tired, I'm cranky, my workout was probably not good. And then at that point it's like, well,
I'm going to go get more coffee.
Screw it.
I'm
going to go have a huge coffee with, you know, a Frappuccino or something. Yep. And then while I'm there, I'll get, I don't know what all they got at Starbucks, croissants, bagels,
maybe,
all that kind of crap.
Yeah.
So if you're on point, if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, at least for me personally, all of the other things become easier than to do.
I agree.
And it's the exact opposite. If one or two of those starts to kind of fall by the wayside, all of the other ones start to get harder to do. So I think I mentioned it right in the beginning. I am a stickler for a routine. I get put out and messed up if I don't get to work out at the correct time, or if I have to miss a meal at a certain time for whatever reason. And, you know, it's just
hangry.
Exactly. For me, I just like to do the same thing over and over, and it just naturally becomes kind of like a habit. And then once it's a habit, you don't really need a lot of motivation to get up and get going, because it's just what you do every day.
Yep. Yeah. So wrapping it up, routine is good. We're getting back. We say fall, right? So we're falling into better habits and better routines. And kind of look at it that way. Start to take care of yourself first, especially if you're a parent, kids are back in school. Make sure you're meal prepping first, and then work with them on those, you know, healthy lunch ideas, either in the lunchroom or packing their lunches, and make sure that exercise and stress relief is, even if it's together, is part of your routine starting today.
Yep. You got to take time for yourself. So Buffy, last thing, where can people find info on the challenge? Where can they find, you know, us and all of our different programs, if that's something that people are interested in?
So we have liveactivecharlotte.com. You can also email me, Buffy, Buffy, at liveactivecharlotte.com. Or WIT, WHIT, at liveactivecharlotte.com for more information. But you can sign up with me there on that email. Of course, we always have a link below. And you'll find all kinds of fun information on our website, places to set up a free intro. Just come in and see the gym, get a biometric scan, find out kind of where you're starting from.
Yeah, and we'll put links to all of that in the bio here on the podcast. So if you need help finding us or finding our stuff, we'll have Kristen add all that in. I hope you guys enjoyed
cool.
this episode, and hope it gave you, you know, some tips and tricks to kind of get you back into routine now that school is back in session.
Awesome.
Sweet. See ya.
See you guys.